Hi, it's Paul Sackett. It's Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to Crystal Lee. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, good to see everyone. Hi, Paul.
Hi, and Yunjun Chang. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so Good News Plan is very happy to have the opportunity to speak with you both because you've created a product, technology, using technology for its best. It's called LifeSight. And this technology actually, I think, used properly, can possibly save someone's life. So, Crystal, maybe give us a little background on it.
Sure. LifeSight is the premier digital life vault for you and your loved ones to store and access your most important documents from anywhere and from any device. We are leveraging the cloud, so the fact that you can access it on your smartphone as well as on your computer or your tablet or your iPad is huge for us to be able to make sure that people have the information that they need and that they want right at their fingertips. So you mentioned the fact that our technology can save lives. It is really imperative that our mission is communicated to everybody. We just launched in November, and it's very exciting for us to do these types of interviews because our whole reason and purpose for LifeSight is to give families that secure solution so that if anything were to happen, they would have that crucial information, whether it's insurance policy information, health information, knowing that those crucial few seconds can make all the difference.
And I think the real and wise thing here, it's a participatory technology. In other words, my mother was my participatory. She told me whether I was sick. I'd call her, did I have the measles? Did I have the chicken pox? Am I going to get shingles when I get older? You know, as I learned later on, it would be good to know that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, she had that little book. My mother had this book. She wrote down everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, now she was a librarian, so she kept very organized. Now, I think the big library has been taken over by this thing called the web and everything, apps and things like that. So I saw even there, like the pets, you can put down anything in LifeSight, is that right?
Yes, we have like all kinds of categories, like pet section, finance section, real estate section. So there are various categories that you can organize your important documents. Also, we have a sharing function that you can share with your family ones and any loved ones that you want to share. And you can actually pass down to your important document or your legacy to next generation or next generation.
You know, I love when I go to the doctor and I say to myself, and I've always wondered about this. I know there was some ups and downs on, patient privacies and things like that. But in essence, with mentioning sharing, you can share with who you may want. So
yes.
If I want my daughter, who's my caregiver, mm-hmm. to know my cholesterol, okay, so she can yell at her father in case it goes up.
Yeah. out of love, of course.
Out of love, okay?
Yes.
And because this is no fooling around stuff. We're not talking about, what shirt am I wearing?
Yeah.
We're talking about serious information.
Right.
And most of the time, I bet you 50% of the time, it's when you really need that information that you question why you weren't more organized. What do you think, Crystal?
Exactly. I mean, you mentioned your mother, how she was so organized, given that she was essentially a librarian. We are living in such an exciting time, and the cloud has really harnessed the ability for us to democratize this technology for everybody. And that would mean that no longer do you have to rely or have a good stroke of good luck having someone really organized in your life. Not everybody has someone who's super organized. Not everybody's as lucky as having, Paul's mom. So with these categories, we are hoping to enable everybody to have that organization, to have all of their important, crucial information in the right categories so that individuals like your daughter or your backup contact will be able to, hound you on your cholesterol levels,
yeah.
but is able to monitor
yeah.
and able to help you, use that information when it really matters.
So we also have a reminder function that even if your cholesterol checking time is coming up, that we remind you and your daughter or whoever the loved one can remind through LifeSight that, oh, it is time to check my cholesterol, it is time to check with the doctor. So it will be very helpful to follow up all your important information.
You know, I see the time where, God, we pray it doesn't happen. But you're going to either one, a doctor, a new doctor, or you're unfortunately going to the hospital. I mean, these are serious things, and you're in the hospital, and, your records are where? Hello, records, where are my records? This is an emergency. Am I type A, type B, blood? Who am I? What am I? And I'm sitting there like a knucklehead, and I don't know the information, right? And so they'll have to test me with this, have to test me with that. I'd take out my telephone, which is now attached to my hip, or to my hand, 24/7. I could even take it out and show the doctor, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you can. So for my case, I travel with my medical records since I'm from Korea. But then since I put my record in my life site, I don't have to carry all the documents all the time whenever I see the doctor in States or wherever I go. So this is a purpose why we made a life site for people to access their information, whatever information, anywhere, anytime.
You know what I think? It's a great potential benefit for a corporation. Let's talk business now. You know, so I own a company, I have employees, I care about my employees. Some people send them to the gym. Some people do other kinds of ways. You know, we're learning more about, you know, being proactive on health issues. Even, you know, if they said, you know, we're going to give this you part of your package, LifeSite, as a benefit. I bet you that's a good thing. What do you think?
Absolutely. In fact,
I like that idea. That's
have,
a good idea,
we
right?
have a number of companies that are currently offering LifeSite as an HR benefit to their employees. And at the end of the day, any employer who's really looking out for the best interests of their employees are going to take the big picture in mind. What are my employees doing to keep their important information organized? What does that information look like? And what is the easiest way to get it put in to a secure solution? And security is a huge part of our narrative, because there are going to be people who aren't familiar with the cloud and will wonder if we're reading your information. That's 100% false. As founders of the company, even if I wanted to, I couldn't look up anybody's information or profile.
Right, right.
And if there was ever, you know, a blind government subpoena, all we could say is, sorry, it's encrypted.
Yeah.
So we
right.
really do have the best interests of users as well as employees.
I saw that word encrypted, and I was going to actually just bring it up. So thank you for beating me to it, because that's an important word, because people are secure. How about I think this is, you know, we're very involved with seniors and senior net organization, and then there are children of the seniors and the children of the children. This is a perfect, is it an app? Do we call it an app?
We are actually a web-based service, but we do have a mobile for Android and iPhone that you can access and upload your data anytime, anywhere. So we are web and also a mobile application company. So.
All right, we're at the CES event out here in Las Vegas. And anything else we should mention? You have a website then?
We do. It's lifesite.co, LifeSite.co. So www.LifeSite.co.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say? Because I'm going to ask you two last questions.
come visit us at CES. We're here till Thursday, and you can reach out to us. You can email us. If you have any questions, please feel free to sign up for our product at lifesitevault.com.
I think you have a free thing. You just get right on.
Yeah, right now we're providing free version, but then we will have the premium version with the more storage and more sharing functions. So check it out.
All right, last two quick questions. I think they're both applicable. What's good news for you, each one of you?
Good news for me is that we live in a time where the world is so interconnected that we can work with the most talented, the most engaging, and the most committed individuals, more so than ever before. With the internet, you're able to connect with people from all over the world, and our team is global as well.
Yes.
We have a team in New York, in San Francisco, we have employees in Asia. So I feel like the good news is that the world is becoming a bigger place, but also a much smaller place.
I agree with her. So. I'm from Korea, and then I was very fortunate to meet my team who are from all around the world and sharing the same vision and same dream, and then we make a difference to solve the people's pain points to the world. And then I think that's a really good news, and then that's the thing that we were actually working on to have another world peace.
I love it. Well, talking of world peace, that is my last question, because we are very involved with the International Day of Peace, and health is peace, and a big time peace. Most survival is peace. So I have asked many people, because we're involved with the World Peace Day, what does peace mean to you?
Peace to me is love. Peace is also peace of mind, knowing that if anything were to happen to your loved ones, they'd have, you know, information, knowing exactly where it is, when it was put in. So I think what people really care about deep down is leaving a legacy. And that's exactly the problem that we're trying to solve with LifeSite, making that legacy preserved and really secure and available for the people you care about most.
Right, yeah. For me also, peace is love and generosity. So if you don't care about other people, you wouldn't solve the problems that we are trying to solve. You wouldn't care about what other people would, you know, have the pain. So for me, I think people should be generous to other people to understand what they're going through, and then always aware of what's going on in the world, that try to solve the problems for the next generation and then pass on the legacy to the, you know, future generation.
Beautiful. You two are very, very impressive in a wise way. And so thank you both very much for sharing LifeSight with us and the good news. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, good news.
Bye.